The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of Christ. Grace and peace to you, dear friends, from God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. This evening begins the Lenten season. The exact point, Ron, is when? Right after the ashes are applied to your forehead. Good memory. So what do you think of when you hear the word Lent? Are there words that come to mind, images that come to mind? What comes to mind for you? Don't be shy. Soup suppers, right? We just enjoyed a wonderful soup supper. Haley? Giving up something. Anything else? Jesus on the cross, the crucifixion. Anything else? Taking on something. Yes. Maybe words like wilderness or journey, things like that, pilgrimage. So Lenten season is a season of self-examination and preparation, a season of letting go and taking things up, a season of fasting, and yes, a season even of feasting. You see, there was a Methodist lay leader named William Arthur Ward who lived at the beginning of the 20th century, and he wrote the following about fasting and feasting. Fast from judging others. Feast on Christ indwelling them. Fast from emphasis on differences. Feast on the unity of all life. Fast from apparent darkness, feast on the reality of light. Fast from thoughts of illness, feast on the healing power of God. Fast from words that pollute, feast on phrases that purify. Fast from discontent, feast on gratitude. Fast from anger, feast on patience. Fast from pessimism. feast on optimism. Fast from worry, feast on divine order. Fast from complaining, feast on appreciation. Fast from negatives, feast on affirmatives. Fast from unrelenting pressures, feast on unceasing prayer. Fast from hostility, feast on non-resistance. Fast from bitterness, feast on forgiveness. Fast from self-concern, feast on compassion for others. Fast from personal anxiety, feast on eternal truth. Fast from discouragement, feast on hope. Fast from facts that depress, feast on truths that uplift. Fast from lethargy, feast on enthusiasm. Fast from suspicion, feast on truth. Fast from thoughts that weaken, feast on promises that inspire. Fast from shadows of sorrow, feast on the sunlight of serenity. Fast from idle gossip, feast on purposeful silence. Fast from problems that overwhelm, feast on prayer that undergirds. This Lenten season, let us fast. Let us fast from being a church of hypocrites. Instead, this Lenten season, let us feast. Let us feast on dust and ashes, the most unbelievable part of Lent. May the cross-shaped ashes on your foreheads be a reminder of this, a reminder of our sin, a reminder of our mortality, and most importantly, a reminder of our redemption. Redemption found in the death and resurrection of Christ alone. This Lenten season, let us feast on dust and ashes, for we know what they can become. Something profoundly beautiful. Out of the ashes, God created life in Adam. Out of the ashes, God breathed life into old bones. Out of the ashes of death, God raised Jesus from the dead and gave us grace. And out of the ashes, we too will rise. Yes, church, this Lenten season, let us feast on dust and ashes, for we know what they will become. Something beautiful.